there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Takes it out. He's running down the southern wing. He's got Jack Watts on. He's in space Watts. He takes it outside the 50. He's got plenty of time. He takes another bounce. He looks up. Goals in his sights. And kicks it for the Demons. A crucial goal for the D's. He may have just won them the game.
What a moment it was for Melbourne supporters on the Queen's Birthday Monday. Blockbuster win over the Pies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Super Footy Podcast. Matty Granlund calling the action there. I'm Anthony Hudson, and I'm joined by Mick Warner and Lauren Wood as we look back and look ahead after a very long, long, long weekend of footy. Welcome, Loz.
Great to be here again and talk about Jack Watts. It's funny, isn't it? Life just brings you full circle. Of course, we saw him 09, Queen's birthday. It was a great moment to see him out there yesterday and doing so well.
It was sensational. It was amazing to read Paul Roos in the paper of the morning of the game, all but conceding that they'd played Watts in that game in 2009 almost as a PR stunt, that he wasn't ready. And
Roos, he wasn't the coach, though.
No, but he says, I've made inquiries subsequently, and that was what he found out.
Yep.
And it just shows you how far Melbourne have come professionally on and off the field. And it was a great win.
Now, before we talk more about all that came out of that game and obviously the Nathan Buckley story, Mick, it was a fantastic weekend for Richmond.
Yes, we didn't lose.
I thought they were one of the... I'm absolutely serious here. I thought Richmond were one of the big winners of the weekend because all the teams that are going to be competing around them...
Failed.
Or some of the teams did, and you obviously didn't lose. So that was a great weekend.
Yeah.
The Giants going down, particularly Port Adelaide going down, and you know, West Coast, Fremantle going down, and the Bulldogs going down. So it's, the ladder continues to be quite amazing, doesn't it, really?
Great season, and I genuinely now believe that Richmond can do a Leicester City.
I can't believe you brought Richmond up so early in the morning.
Well, it was just for that guy who tweeted in and says, that's all we talk about. That was for him.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk about, the big story out of yesterday and the follow-on, Nathan Buckley being on Footy Classified. And if they'd won, it would have been four in a row, and if they'd beaten the Giants, it could easily have been five in a row, and we would have seen Collingwood in the eight by now. But as it stands, they're sitting on 20 points.
Five and seven.
And
the precipice.
Yeah, it's still in that that bit where no one can be quite definitive. But there's lots of opinions, isn't there, on whether Nathan Buckley is like. I think that feels like to me that because of their consistency, it's actually swayed now. People, some were saying that it's time just to manage his exit a month or so ago.
The exit strategy.
Now it seems to have swung the other way. Do you feel that, Lauren?
Yeah, quarter time of that game against Hawthorn, I think people were starting to write and sort of say on radio that it was the beginning of the end and we're all sort of just waiting for it to happen, which was looking pretty unfortunate. But as you say, I reckon yesterday, while it was a loss, it was another one to mark down, and he'd spoken about them earlier in the year, these close losses. You know, I hate the term honourable losses, but a hell of a lot of them have been really close and their ledger could be looking completely different.
But if
they had Jamie Elliott there, it'd be completely different potentially. But you know, I felt like at the time maybe he'd painted himself into a corner a little bit with that, you know, declaration that it was finals or bust. But, yeah, it was interesting hearing him on Classified last night.
It was bizarre what he said.
Well, let's have a listen to what he had to say on Channel 9's Footy Classified.
It's a two-way street. I mean, the club have got a decision on me to whether they think I'm the man for the job, but I've also got a decision to think whether I'm going to put my hand up, whether I actually, in fact, think that I'm getting the job done that I want to get as well. So,
have you not made that yet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got confidence in myself, but the fact is that that's a judgment that I have to make as well. I mean, it's not a fait accompli that we just roll over. I want to make finals. I believe that we're capable of making finals, and that's where the comment came from. And I still think, given an even run, that we'll get there.
As Eddie said, well, look, round 16 will sit. Well, we will have to have that discussion soon. It'll be in 2 weeks, 4 weeks.
No, it's been left open. And I'm more than happy to leave it that way, because if you look at our last 7 weeks in particular, but most of the first half of the year, we're actually building. You know, we're playing better footy. Yeah. We haven't won as many games as we would have liked to, but any neutral perspective on how we're travelling as a side, we're looking more and more likely, and that's my job.
So, I'm not quite sure how to interpret what he said then. On the one hand, you think, well, is he saying, I'm not sure I want to choose to coach, but then when the follow-up comes, oh no, I definitely do.
No, I saw it as a planting of the seed. Wasn't it?
Put the pressure back on Collingwood?
No, what's the word where you sort
don't
of,
know.
Talk amongst yourselves. He wants to put it out there that, you know, he maybe will just walk away.
He might get
That's the only way you could read into it, I thought.
Is that what you thought, Lon?
Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it. I initially just thought, hang on a minute, what's going on here? And you sort of immediately he said, now, don't, you know, don't this turn this into a story that I don't think I'm the man, which I think was a really interesting way to look at it too. But, I like your read on it, Mick.
If it's not that, what else was it? Was just something to say for the kicks, was it?
I don't know, but when do they make a call? Do they just have to wait till the end?
As you just said, the season's so open.
You can't win either way what you do.
The finals, they would be sixth if they'd won. So
they would be, but they aren't. And in fact, they don't play next week, so they can drop back to 13th.
13.
Strong percentage, though. What are they now?
Yeah, strong percentage.
Teams around them are 78 and 92.
Interesting to go on the show, period, I thought. Mm. I think that a lot of cash must have been thrown.
He's on next week as well.
Is he?
Yep. Yeah. He's outstanding in the media. There is no doubt that
he's amazing.
But he doesn't like the media. He said he doesn't like people in the media being the stars of the show.
No.
He just wants everyone to sit there with a paper bag over their head, and we can't identify anyone who's got an opinion.
Yes, he might. His views on the media.
He hates the media.
Getting a little bit strange, there's no doubt. But he's excellent in it. So
he is.
The irony would be that if he loses his job as the coach, he most likely will spend next year in the media. He will coach again, in my opinion, no matter what happens. I think there'll be. Do you agree with that?
No,
or not?
No.
He says he won't. He says he's Collingwood through and through.
Okay.
But I think he'll coach again.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, next year or it's not
potentially, but probably more likely after a break. Why wouldn't he be a better coach now after 6 or 7 or 6 years than what he was when he started?
Well, would someone take the punt on him? You know, you got guys like Michael Voss out there who. People say we'll coach again, but do you think he will, Vossie?
I'm still not 100% sure on that.
Mm. But you're 100% on Bucks.
Not 100, but I think he will.
Okay.
I think he should be an outstanding candidate.
Mm. Okay.
Well, you don't think so?
Well, not if he's a failed coach, is what he'll be if he's removed as Collingwood coach. It's not a given that he'll get a job, is it?
No, it's not
unless
a given,
he goes back and is he an assistant somewhere else for a while.
I would think he's so impressive in the media that another club will sit there and they'll hear him in the media and see him in the media and think, well, this bloke, he's so good. Let's get him to coach our club. But anyway.
Well, who knows? He might coach Collingwood for another 10 years.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because I don't think, and yesterday was another example, the players have never stopped playing for him.
No.
Have they? So whether that counts for more than a win-loss record?
I don't think it does at the end of the day. It's all about where the team performs and plays finals and wins flags. That's all. Whether if you can have effort for as long as you like, but
where
10
it
years
can be
of effort's not going to get you a premiership, is it?
Where it can be marked down is if you're looking at list management and that sort of thing as part of the overall coaching. I mean,
he's been let down there.
Yeah. Well, the Chris Mayne thing just is
ridiculous.
It looks as a disaster. But I thought the tantalising discussion last night actually was when Gary, I think it was, said, "What if you finish ninth?" And you could see Buck sort of going, "Yeah, you know, this is where it gets tricky." They finished ninth. I don't mean to reference Richmond again, but they finish ninth and nearly make it and they play for him and they're strong and all those things, but don't make it. What do they do then?
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? I think, and you're right, he did sort of squirm a little bit and thought, oh, I don't know. And I'm happy to say that. There's a lot of people to say that he will or won't. I reckon in that situation, he will. I still reckon he'll coach next year.
So, yeah, if he comes close, I reckon he'll resign for sure. As long as, you know, they don't get smashed and it still looks like the players are playing for him. What about Melbourne?
What about you calling the Jeremy Howe mark?
Kicks it up for Howe versus McDonald.
Oh! You got the highest flying Howe takes the mark and he gets up and plays on. That was stupid, Jeremy. He wanted to talk about your mark for longer.
You always get the big moments.
No, I don't. Not always. Dwayne's getting all the close ones this year.
Yeah, but that's an historic moment now.
Yeah, well, it was a great mark, that's for sure.
Is it the best you've seen?
Well, I actually, and hearing the call that...
He played on.
He played on, and that ruined it. And that's what I said.
Ruined your call.
Yeah, it did. But I thought it was a great mark, but I don't think it was as great as... I don't put it right up there.
He didn't land awkwardly enough.
No.
He got a sort of land
but
on
it's
your
a,
neck.
I think that...
It was a chess
Silvani
mark,
style.
Yeah, yeah. Part of it is his ability to just do it again and again and again. That he's just incredible.
He's the greatest ever. Springer. Russell Robinson. Robertson.
He's definitely the greatest consistent Springer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So... Should he play forward at some stage? We know that it's much easier to take marks like that in defence behind the ball.
No.
If he's so good now, should they just try, can't they just try it in one game?
Yeah, well.
Just see. I mean, he's played a lot of football forward at Melbourne.
Clear out the 50 and just bomb it
just
up.
Bomb it on the snake howl.
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's a good point.
D's make the 8 now.
You'd think so. Yeah, we've talked a lot on here, haven't we, about that sort of bottleneck in the middle of teams potentially, you know, being tied on points. But, yeah, I mean, there were still inconsistencies yesterday and,
poor,
you know, missed
quarter.
Passes and, yeah, that second quarter fade sort of thing. I'm happy to throw it out there that they'll make it, in those bottom few spots because, you know, the ability to get it done yesterday, I think, you know, much has been
bit
said about Melbourne's
umps.
Inability to do that in recent years. And, yeah, they got the rub of the green a few times,
didn't they?
Can't
comment on disgraceful umpiring, but no,
you might get fined by the podcast committee, but then you can apologise next week if you like.
Petrarca, what a jet.
Yeah.
And he's only still young, but he's going to be a... And they've got a great list, Melbourne, exciting list. They've got Gawn to come back, Jesse Hogan to come back.
Remember that... Goody compared him to Dustin Martin earlier in the year. So if Petrarca can get the endurance, he could become a mid-forward. And I reckon I always think he looks like he's about to kick the ball in his left boot. He's one of those people that he looks like a classy left-footer, but he kicks right foot. I know that's a bit weird.
But if you've got him in your super coach team, he doesn't get the big scores still. So, he 80 or 90s he's scoring. I'd like him to go to the next level for my super coach team.
Well, he's still only, I think he's yet to hit 30 games.
Yeah.
So.
And he had the ACL.
Yeah, I reckon it could be in the mail.
Are the Saints.
Oh. There's a few of those.
There is a few.
What do you think of Sammy Edmund revisiting the Josh Kelly trade? Beautiful.
Yeah, but if you include Josh Hunt in it.
Yeah, it was great yesterday.
Jaden Hunt.
Yeah, Jaden.
Where does it sit? Which one?
Well, then you have to include Lobb in it as well.
Well, I don't know that you do because.
Because why?
Oh, well, we'll talk around this.
Yeah.
What they then did, it's more from a Melbourne perspective as to what they got and what they did with it. All right, what about some of the other issues from the weekend? In fact, I think it's time for Be Kind Rewind.
Well, I feel like I'm going for a bit of an obvious one here. You mentioned him before, but Alistair Clarkson, it's cost him $5,000. Obviously a fantastic cause going to the Big Freeze and Neil Danaher's fight. MND and the other 15 suspended for his comments about the umpires, as you mentioned before, Mick. Can't comment on disgraceful umpiring.
It was a great line.
It was clever. He had a bit of a smirk. It was almost put to him in the question and the way that he answered it. But you'd have to think, even though it was for a great cause, he'd like his time over again, wouldn't you have thought?
Oh, well, I'm sure it fits the bill for Be Kind Rewind. What about the suspended element of it? I would have liked if they were going to have...
He's had a lot of suspended fines.
If they were going to put a suspended fine on it. And look, I don't think it was the worst. It's clearly not the worst thing that he said or whatever, but we do have to protect the umpires.
Oh, do we? Seriously?
No, I think we do.
He didn't actually do what Brad Scott did, for example.
No,
he just said,
I
can't comment on disgraceful umpiring. I mean, is that going to stop some kid becoming an umpire, is it?
But it's the whole, it's part of what...
It's the nanny state, I get it.
No, it's absolutely fair enough in this, I think, but...
Yeah, it's perpetuating the...
The what?
Oh, I don't know.
The myth?
No, well, no,
I don't think you can have statesmen in the game, and the coaches are all statesmen, bagging the umpires. I mean, you just got to be a junior
sport. But everyone else can.
Yeah, but you just got to be a junior sport for 5 minutes to see the importance of that.
No, well, I haven't got to that phase.
No, well, when you get back there again, get back to on the podcast. All right. But I think the suspended sentence should have been higher. Like, if they're going to do a suspended sentence, make it 50, and then say, well, righto, Clarko.
Well, because what's he had, the rap sheet you...
No, it goes back to...
$5,000 fines, is it?
2006, he was involved in a stoush with umpires, and, you know, I think this was his fourth.
Clearly, they've got the media policy at Hawthorn of if you stuff up, ring Fox Footy or Channel 7.
Go on at halftime.
Hodgie did it. I'd love to see, and I wouldn't have said that we would have done this, and clearly we didn't, and I don't think Seven would have known it, is say, Clarko, actually, no, we don't want you. Sorry, mate. You can't come on the coverage. Because when else is he available? He doesn't come on a normal week, you know. So he just uses the.
You know, it was interesting that he said that he speaks to the umpiring department every couple of weeks or once a week, and he's in that interview with Jared Healy and Ralphie.
Yeah, I think most do. Don't
do they?
Maybe not that often, very occasionally you go to press conferences for different coaches, and they say, you know, in the memo that we got earlier this week, or, you know, we're in discussion earlier in the week.
Was the decision...
It's a good line of communication to maintain, I would have thought.
From what we could see...
a harsh 50,
was it right or not?
Well, one umpire, I thought it was okay, and the other one didn't. Mm. There's four of them out there now.
Yeah, and...
One more week for
consistency, it's becoming a bit of an issue.
It was worth a trial, but I think it's failed.
Yeah, go back to one.
Right, what about you, Mick? What's your beacon?
Beacon, the Essendon fans booing Paddy Ryder. Now, like I said, it's not a big one.
Oh, what is this, a nanny state or whatever? Can't
Can't they just
go and enjoy themselves at the
footy? No, of course they can, and I don't mind. Oh. But
it was every time.
If ever there was
a
club that had been through the ringer for 5 years together, Paddy Ryder used to be, you know, they used to love him the way they loved Tipper. He left because of what happened, and then they booed him. I just thought, the Essendon people... they're better than that, aren't they? Well, clearly some of them aren't.
Clearly they're not. No, I'm with you.
But it's not a major issue.
No, but it's a... yeah. Okay.
But it just...
it's not a good...
there were some Essendon people and former players hitting Twitter saying that they were ashamed. So there you go.
All right. Well, my Be Kind Rewind is the Sydney Swans, and it goes back 2 weeks. I think I did it the week after, and I probably did it last week as well, but how could they have lost to Hawthorn that home game on the... was it a Thursday night or a Friday night?
Because they let Hawthorn play the only way that they can beat you.
It is still, it was a Friday night, I think. It still got me stunned. And how different Sydney's situation would be now if they were in that group of teams on 20 points with a chance to go even further. They'd be still fighting it out for the eight. As it is, there's still a chance to make the eight. It's going to be difficult. But if they'd won that game, then they'd be right in the mix.
Yeah, we said on here a few weeks ago that, you know, we couldn't write them off and that they'd potentially be back. And, I mean, you just have to look at their numbers over the last sort of month in particular that they have been back. And
you're the only tipster who picked them this week.
I did tip them on Thursday night. Still leading. He's going to have a moment of glory, yes.
How'd your tips go?
Good enough.
Well, good enough. I got three. 50% strike rate, but I have heard
Jay
of a few
Clark
people.
Jay Clark got one.
Yeah, I was not going to name any names, you've gone there. Yeah, it was a tough week of tipping and another one ahead. But, yeah, Sydney, you know, their numbers are through the roof and they've just been unbelievable. And, yeah, that one sort of slip up, it could be costly.
But they got Richmond this week. Dare we mention it? Huge game. It's some great games this weekend.
Yep, going to be massive. We'll get to them shortly. Can I ask you about Carlton and Brendan Bolton and his contract?
Magnificent. Nick? His contract, is he gettable?
Well, is he gettable?
Why not?
And is another club, and I suspect that Carlton will react and there'd be things in his contract.
Well, if they react, that's a farce.
Well, I think you'd find there'd be different
Which I
elements.
Told you last year, it's a farce.
Yeah.
You know, rolling contracts, come on. If he turns out to be a premiership coach, then they'll give him a 5-year deal.
Probably. Has he? I mean, they're way down the ladder still. They're still third bottom. But as the way he's got them to play and the way he's rebuilt that club...
they've got their mojo back.
Is that enough to make you say this bloke is a gun coach?
Certainly if Jonathan Brown's mail is correct and that Josh Kelly is going to be playing for Carlton next year, then... I'd be starting to get... it's been good. The arrogance will be back.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing a few players speaking on radio on Monday, of course, still riding high after the win. But I mean, we sort of judge from the outside, but you listen to players like Mark Murphy mm-hmm. talking about Bolton, and it was interesting to hear him say, you know, for someone like Murph, who was obviously an elite player when Bolton arrived, to say this guy walked in and he just made me think about the game completely differently.
Yeah. Says things
and he
you
made
never
me run
about.
Ways I never thought.
I'd like to know what those things are.
Well, I asked him.
Oh, what were they?
Well, he didn't really explain.
No, but he did say running patterns was
running
one.
Running patterns, yeah.
And just the way to read the
patterns?
Play and, you know, just the way to completely set up your game and, you know, lead and all that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, hearing from someone like Mark Murphy talk about Brendan Bolton like that.
And I think
that said
follow,
a lot.
Yeah, to follow what you're saying, one of the reasons I asked that question was because I'd spoken to a player and they were talking about just the depth of teaching that he goes into. And so when they're out on the ground, he said, you just know. You know where you should be. You know what we're trying to do.
Well, he's
and
a teacher, think, well, isn't he?
That's what coaching is, isn't
it? Well, isn't I know. I'm thinking, well,
it's amazing.
I haven't had done before, but yeah. I mean,
well, I think Bevo does that.
Yeah. I'm sure other coaches do, but it's just
sure Clark A does it.
That ability to be able to not ball players, though. That's the problem is these players have all sorts of meetings at all sorts of clubs, but a lot of them just, you know, goes in one ear and out the
but
other.
But to your question, is he gettable? Mm. I don't know whether...
I don't think he'd leave, by the way.
No. And whether, you know, Gold Coast or Collingwood, any of these clubs that potentially could have a... Would they go for him? I doubt it.
Why do you doubt
it? I think they'd want big names, Gold Coast and Collingwood.
Do you? I think they'd want the best coach. Collingwood has a history of going for big names, but Gold Coast, I think...
They need a statesman-like figure, I think.
Ideally.
Called Alistair.
You actually need someone who can coach. That would be the main...
Yeah, it helps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
anyway.
What about is it just me?
Fascinating column by Scott Gullins, The Score, today about whispers in the Sky Mark II, whispers in the elevator.
Mm.
Some AFL...
So what's been happening in the elevator?
Umpiring officials overheard talking about Clarko being out of control. I just wonder whether we might hear any more about this one. It's Whispers in the Sky was a big story at the time. Do you recall it?
I do. So, TJ?
TJ, yeah. What happened? He overheard umpires talking, celebrating a St Kilda loss.
Nice to have a win for once.
Yeah. So, watch this space.
Well, well, you can't just throw that up.
Well, that's all I know. Is it just me? I don't have any,
I don't know.
Any more knowledge. Right. I'm going to look into it.
Loz?
Mine... Bit of a feel-good one. I love a bit of positivity. But is it just me, or does Max Gawn just continually go up in the good bloke stakes in footy? Obviously, he's been battling his injury, and we love seeing him in the media. He's always a bit of fun, and he's always got something good to say, and he's probably going to be back playing this weekend, which is really good. But read something on social media last night that sort of warmed the cockles. He was
what does that mean, that saying, by the
way?
Where are the cockles in your...
I'm not a doctor. But anyway, he was speaking at a panel sort of event, and a young girl named Isla put her hand up, and the first question was, Max, I'm just wondering if you've ever been teased. And I think he was a bit caught off guard and sort of spun a bit of a story about, you know, he was a bit of gangly and a funny-looking kid, and, yeah, he, you know, suffered his fair share of teasing growing up. And he sought out her mum and had a chat at the end of the night, and then, from what we're led to believe, went to the membership department at the club a couple of days later and trawled through the club's membership records to find Isla, and shot off a text to what he hoped was her mum and said, hi, I hope I've got the right person. I've found Isla in the club's records. I want to send her some stuff. She's a really inspiring young girl. And now we believe she's going to be running out with the team in a couple
fantastic.
Of weeks' time. So, yeah, big
good
tick for Max
Gawn. That's what it's all about.
I'm just trying to Google what cockles of the heart mean. One of the meanings of cockle is the chamber of a kiln in reference to the heart. It refers to the chambers, of which there are four. The heart has always been associated with emotions. You know, rah, rah, rah.
I feel like Ross Lyon with the litmus test.
That's right. Righto.
Good story, Loz.
Is it just me, or is there still a potential blockbuster that AFL clubs haven't realised yet?
Ooh.
Tell us.
On.
Queen's birthday Eve. These
so effectively the Sunday twilight.
Well,
everyone
no.
comes dressed as the royals.
Yeah, that's it.
It'll be brilliant. You know, Prince William and Harry
and
Charles.
I reckon like 6 p.m. on that Sunday night, probably at Etihad if it's the middle of winter, but if not the MCG. St Kilda could own it.
They don't have a blockbuster.
They don't have a blockbuster. No.
It's a great idea because look at Anzac Day Eve. No school.
Yeah, that's perfect. The thing from a coming to the game point of view. And you can still, people could still have been away for the weekend, come back on
is
the
this
Sunday.
Is this your idea? You've heard something?
No, it's my idea.
No, he's heard something.
I haven't heard anything.
Reckons, maybe?
But I'll
is
pass
it being
it on.
Acted upon?
I'll pass it on to St Kilda.
Who would they play?
Carlton.
No, have they got a blockbuster?
No.
Carlton got round one, haven't
yeah,
they?
Richmond. Yeah, Richmond.
But that's probably about it. So, yeah, maybe St Kilda, Carlton.
Yeah, they used off. To have the Monday night, didn't they, for a few years?
And they could,
yeah, they did.
They could still carry a bit of the baton for the MND, potentially, without yeah. it being the main.
Yep.
Oh, you heard it here first.
Yeah, so
good
there,
idea.
I like it,
Hutto.
Do you think, by the way, just on the Freeze MND, do you think they need to make a little adjustments to the slide?
Make it more dangerous.
Mm. I think that they actually had to make it less
shark
dangerous.
In the, oh, a shark in the ice or something.
Last year, a few people nearly hurt their back or they nearly hit them.
It looks, on that toboggan, it looks
yeah.
nanny state.
Well, BT, I was in the lift with BT and Tim on the way up afterwards and we were talking about it. I don't think having two commercial breaks in the middle of it helped. It kind of lost a bit of momentum.
Yeah.
So that was probably the main
pays
thing.
Pays for it, though.
But BT's suggestion was, why not make the slide go from, like, you know,
right up
level
great
two or three
idea.
And it goes all the way down. Now, that would be... That would be good.
Yeah.
It would be.
But, oh, it's a great event.
Oh, it's a fantastic
$12 million event. They've raised in 3 years,
yeah.
which is
incredible.
Have you seen
inspiring.
The clip of Neil talking to the Melbourne players?
I haven't.
Players?
I was glued to it yesterday. Yeah. Incredible. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it's on Twitter
it
or,
is around
or maybe
Twitter.
Even
what was
website,
he saying? What was his message?
What was the line?
A lot of things are said.
Said and done.
But they're not, yeah. Not done.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do, I think? And it's a great point. We all talk about doing these things, but
yeah.
you know, actually
echoing
doing
the
them.
Great words of John Kennedy, really.
Yeah.
Do something!
Yeah. But he really, he said that. You know, a lot of people ask him, you know, why aren't you ticking off your bucket list? Mm. You know the clock is ticking. Why aren't you out there living your life and you know, enjoying it while you can? But incredible to hear him say that it just gives him absolutely no purpose and... You know, the fact that it can't help him now,
yeah,
but the fact that he might
amazing.
Be able to help somebody else is just an absolute credit to him. What a great man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk about the rest of footy issues buzzing around. I guess looking ahead to round 13 as well. As you said, some big games coming up and we don't have to wait long because Thursday night we've got the West Coast.
Thursday night again.
Again for you, Mick.
Just before we get to that, Nick Maxwell apparently under investigation for his spending too much time on the ground as the GWS runner.
So they are investigating?
Yes, they've said that they're going to assess it and look at the footage.
Do we know how he can be charged or like what the rules are that of what he's done wrong?
Because I think there are rules about lingering, aren't there?
When I've spoken to Nick about this previously, because a few people were having a go at him earlier in the year, and he said, the main thing is that you're not allowed to be inside the forward 50 at a stoppage.
Yep.
So that's why he hangs around the 50, waits for the opportunity where the ball's not in there for a stoppage.
So his runners are banned from standing inside the opposition's defensive 50 at kick-ins, but there is no rule preventing them from standing anywhere else on the ground.
No, but the suggestion, of course, is that when you look at the behind-the-goals vision of the player that's kicking out from the goal, if a runner is part of... whether they're standing on the edge of the centre square or somewhere around there, it looks like they're a part of the zone, doesn't it? Whether they're meaning to be or not. And I think the suggestion with Nick is that 8 times out of 11 Carlton kick-ins, he was sort of on that sort of edge of the centre square area.
Mm.
Whether he meant to be or not, I suppose the investigation will see. But it's a bit of another quirky one. Throws these up every now and then, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. I mean, they cut back from 2-1 runners, didn't they, a couple of years ago because it was becoming a problem. We'll see. I guess it'll be interesting to see how Nick responds to that and any other runners
whether
there's any others that do it in the AFL. What about the Bulldogs? Are we worried about where the Bulldogs are at? I actually said on the weekend, I don't know, I didn't go in planning to say that. I just don't think they can win the premiership this year.
I'm a bit worried about them, but are you, because they won it, you feel like they'll get up. I thought that this weekend and they just couldn't get their game up and running and with Libbard in the twos and a few injuries. Yeah, I'm concerned, but I wouldn't rule them out.
I'm a bit the same. I feel like when they're all systems firing, it's, you know, it's all going to work pretty well. We saw against St Kilda, I think, was probably their most complete performance of the last, you know, few.
But then
Secure's
form is...
Exactly. Then can you read that much into
franked?
That? It's so, yeah, still, I wouldn't write them off, but.
No. They won it from seventh last year.
Yeah, they did. Right. And look, it could happen. I guess it could happen again, but I guess that's what I'm saying, is I just don't feel like it's going to happen again. But so many things have got to go right for a team to win a flag from lower down the eighth.
Shades of Hawthorn 09. Was it 09?
Yeah, 09.
They missed the finals,
Great weekend for Queensland footy, wasn't it? I mean,
sensational.
Josh Shackey re-signing, which pretty much no one in the media saw.
Where did that come from? Clearly, he's just gone home and had a real long think about it. And someone's advised him the best thing for you to do is go up there next week and recommit.
Or I heard someone suggest that he's from Seymour, so I reckon it would have been pretty cold there last week.
Yeah.
Came down absolutely frozen. Thought maybe Brisbane's all right after all.
Well, in fairness to the Lions, mate, I don't know whether they were genuinely surprised.
They're going all right, the Lions.
If they were genuinely surprised or not, but all my conversations with him was that. We still think we're a chance of getting him.
Right.
No one seemed to believe that. And, I mean, I tended to follow because that's what everyone said. But
yeah, so did I. I fell into that trap.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Are we... Well,
but just internally, there's confidence at the Lions. And it was a very good win. Beams and Zorko and these kids, Hipwood and... it's the green shoots.
And from what I hear, when it was announced to the group that he was staying, that was just, you know, it was fantastic. Yeah,
they could
great Philip.
Hawthorn could finish last. And then
St Kilda could get the number one pick.
Oh, my God. That won't happen well, surely.
Well, what is it? Two games separate them at the moment.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened. I haven't looked at Hawthorn's run home, but...
Hawthorn, when you look at Hawthorn's loss over the weekend to
decimated, Gold,
aren't they? They are decimated. Yeah. I think they had 10 players from their 2015 grand final team. 10, I mean, it's a mile off. And mind you, the thing is, how many of those 12 players, how many are actually going to come back in? There's probably about five.
But Cyril and
Birchall.
Frawley, Birchall, big names out.
They are big names, but it's going to be fascinating to see. What Hawthorn do at the end of the year?
It's not much they can do.
No. Well, will they go for a free agent? Stephen May sounds like he's going to recommit to the Gold Coast Suns. That's what it feels like.
It felt like that until I saw a story after that came out from his management saying, well, nothing's changed.
Mm.
Just pouring a bit of water on it, cold water on it. Anyway.
So you think he'll go?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I'm not going to make one more prediction about anything. Stick to the facts.
Okay, the game's coming up this weekend. West Coast and Geelong, most likely. We know there's no Tom Hawkins, and we know that...
Bruce Stanley's back.
Josh Kennedy is a big question mark still, probably unlikely to play. What do you think?
Yeah, I still think the Cats, even though it's over there, we talked about the home ground advantage last week, but I think the Cats' midfield versus the way that the Eagles' midfield's been travelling, I think they'll get the job done.
Yeah, I've tipped against Geelong 3 weeks in a row. I can't afford to get it wrong again. So West Coast.
Okay, I don't bother tipping. I just follow Lauren's tips. The Roos and the Saints.
Big game.
Yeah, this is a big one. Friday night, isn't it?
This is the Josh Kelly Cup.
Yeah, pretty much. Well,
he's actually the
Carlton's
manager that the winner will get his services next year.
Carlton's in the mix, according to Jonathan Brown, aren't they? So, no, it'll be interesting, the Saints, to see what they do. Obviously, Nick Riewoldt, I think, is in the mix to come back in.
He'll play.
For them. So what that sort of means for maybe Tim Membry remain to be seen. I think the Roos.
Yeah, I like Nathan Freeman's played 8 games in a row now in the VFL, and he's putting a good body of work together. No, he won't be playing for a couple of weeks, but wouldn't be a great story. Pick 10, 2013, hasn't played a game.
I saw his game in one game in the NAB Cup. It was down at Geelong, and he did his hamstring in that game. But first 2.5 quarters were fantastic.
Blistering,
And I thought, this kid's a good player.
How many hammies would he have done in 4 years? God,
just
if he could play, it'd be terrific.
Talking of Josh Kelly, so how would the deal get done? Any of these three Victorian teams? The Saints obviously have the draft picks.
They could do it easily.
North Melbourne, they're going to have one.
They'd struggle.
They'd have one first round pick.
Hmm.
And Carlton.
Goldstein, though, they could use as a.
Yep. Which.
Trade bait.
We haven't talked about the Giants, but it is interesting. I think Mumford is still a critical player for them.
And
he's got worked over a couple of times, and they haven't played so well. Cruiser was fantastic on the weekend. So,
and Carlton, how would they? They've got plenty of draft picks and the Gibbs factor. You know, could he go home and free up another first rounder and plenty of cash as well?
Mm.
So probably Saints and Carlton in the best position.
It would be interesting to see how hard the Giants played the game.
They will play extremely hard.
Mm.
because he's a superstar.
Tigers and Swans.
Yeah, Tiger time for me. It is a massive game. Potential for sort of Rance and Buddy. Maybe we've seen them go head-to-head a few times. But, yeah, MCG, Saturday afternoon.
60,000, you reckon?
Your guys have had a week off. They'll be ready to go.
Do you reckon they could pull 60 there? Big South Melbourne supporter base still.
Yeah, could do.
Mm.
Yep, I reckon it'd be close to get that sort of number. Power on the Lions. Gee, Port, weren't they disappointing on the weekend?
Yeah, just off.
They'll bounce back.
The whole night, weren't they? Yeah, I think they will.
They have not beaten a team in the eight.
You're kidding.
Right.
Wow.
That's damning, isn't it, really?
And their percentage has fallen down to 133 from 154.
They lost, nearly 20%.
I had a lot of lovers out there in the media. I was probably a little bit I was just starting to join them.
Mm.
And Essendon were pretty good, though.
But Essendon were really good. Good. Yeah.
Incredible first quarter from the Bombers.
Yeah, I think Essendon's best is, it's right up there.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have too many games where they score that many goals generated from half back, I wouldn't have thought. So just have to temper that enthusiasm. But great win for the Bombers. And it'll be interesting to see if they can follow that up after the bye. So who wins out of the Power and the Lions? Surely the Power win at home, don't they?
Yep.
Suns and Blues, this is a good game too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the one game I haven't marked here because I just don't know.
Well,
think
our
it's
listeners
absolutely
are demanding that
intriguing.
You
I'm going to go for the Suns. I reckon Tom Lynch is due for a big one up there.
Versus Liam Jones.
Well, how is that for a story?
Great story.
Incredible.
Love it. And not quite as good as Gary Ablett's story, ninth All-Australian jumper, just about already on his shoulders, I would have thought.
Just about.
He's put a pretty good season together, Gazza, since that round two slaying in the media.
For the trade period when...
How does that one get done?
Apologise to our tweeter who didn't like us talking about Geelong and Richmond all the time. But when Geelong pick up Gary Ablett and Nick Riewoldt in the postseason. So
Nick Riewoldt?
Because St Kilda will, that'll be the end for him, and then Geelong will go after him, and they'll have Riewoldt, Ablett, Dangerfield, and Selwood. That's all right, isn't it?
How are you going to get Ablett, just quietly?
I don't know. Pick 86, apparently.
Oh, 88 it was.
88.
Yeah.
Dogs and D's, we've touched on the Dogs, but...
game of the round for
big
me.
Big game, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've got to wait all weekend to see it, though, don't we? Now, I've circled the Dogs, but... Having talked about Melbourne, I'm going to stick with the Dogs to bounce back. One last time,
I'm the same.
It'll be a belter.
All right. Well, I think from now on we should get a Herald Sun video on the Wednesday, which is Loz's circle. And it just shows...
Just like the Carlton sponge and the Wiggles web.
Yeah, it just shows you with your pen over which team and circle. And you've circled. Who'd you circle, by the way? The Dogs,
Dogs.
Was it? The
Dogs. Yes. I got one last chance.
Right. Okay. And the bye teams are the Crows, the Giants, the Pies, the Bombers, the Dockers.
None of them will lose.
And the Hawks. Yep. A couple of those teams will have very good weekends.
Yep.
Their position on the ladder will probably improve significantly. Crows are back at the top of the ladder, and of course the Giants, and neither of those two sides play. So if the Cats happen to win, they'll join them all at the top of the table. And if not, the Tigers can jump up into equal third position. All right, that's it for another week of the Super Footy Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes to hear the latest episodes. For all your other AFL news, don't forget to follow at Super Footy on Twitter and use the hashtag SFPod. Look out for the brand new video, Loz's Circle, to get involved with comments or questions ahead of next week's episode. Make sure you contact us. Otherwise, we'll be back next week for another huge round of footy. Don't forget to leave a review too on iTunes for us and make it a good one. Have a great week, everyone.
To get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.